Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
We number one, baby.
Dos hour of Real Gospel. I'm the X-Man, your radio minister of music. Listen, family, I do understand that the trials of life overtakes us from time to time. I want you to know that it will be all right. I want you to know that when the waves and the storms of the sea are just rocking your boat from left to right, side to side, and it just seems like you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, it will be all right. As your minister of music, I want to encourage you. Now, here is Alexis Spite with "It Will Be All Right" on Real Gospel.
Just hold on, never lose my faith, just keep pressing on. My struggle will be over in the nick of time. It will be all right. I've walked down this road many times before. He has never failed to keep me in. Struggle will be over in the nick of time. It will be alright. It will be alright. It will be alright. God will take my burdens if I just hold on. It will be
Oh,
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm joined on Real Gospel as a returning artist. She is, since the last time we've spoken, and I'm speaking about the one and only Alexa Spite, formerly of Sunday Best, currently on Uncle G Records. Gospel extraordinaire, has been traveling the world, and God has just been so kind, so good, so awesome to you. Welcome back to Real Gospel, my friend.
Bless you, man of God. Thank you.
Yes. So your new CD project is out, Dear Diary. I love the song, It Will Be All Right. I love the entire project. It debuted number 10. Yes. And you.
Number two.
Number two. Number two. I want to be.
Don't demote me. I'm God not, done gave me a little something.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, it debuted at number two. And so, you are just a busy body. Everywhere I look, you're there. Every gospel. Something, you're there.
Yes, sir.
All over the world. So what's it been like for you for the past couple of years?
It's been absolutely amazing. It's definitely been a journey, and so I'm just grateful for all the doors that God has chosen to open. Even though I didn't win the title Sunday Best, just the opportunity that platform provided me has afforded me so many tremendous opportunities. My first record, LOL Living Out Loud, was number one in the country, and God blessed it, and it was nominated for 2 Stellar Awards, Contemporary Female Vocalist of the Year and New Artist of the Year, which was an extreme honor, especially for my freshman project, my first CD ever. And so, to God be the glory for that. Furthermore, I'm on a new label. I was the first artist signed on Uncle G Records, so I'm excited about that. I released my first project, Dear Diary, August 28th, and it debuted number 2 in the country. And so God is just so gracious. I've been touring. I was over in the UK and London, and we went to Hawaii, and God has just allowed us so many different divine connections. So I'm just grateful, and I'm proof that whatever God promises you, it's yet to happen. And so I'm thankful.
Amen. So do you remember where you were in the UK? Anywhere specific?
I can't remember the name of it. No, it wasn't London, but it was near London. But there was a Seventh Day Adventist college, actually, that had me as a special guest to come and minister. And so it was really awesome to see that different culture and, you know, just experience everything about the city of London and the city that I was in. I can't remember which one that was, but it was just awesome. And so I thank God for it.
Amen. I only asked that question because there's a station or two in London that carries this program. So, you know, just in case they're listening.
Oh, wow.
And they're saying, hey, I was there. I remember. So, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the UK if you remember me over there. Waves and hugs. Waves and hugs.
Yeah. And so where else have you been as far as the world?
Oh, as far as the world,
yeah.
I've been to the Bahamas. Joshua and I, we did like a tour there. Joshua, myself, Ryan Courtney Wilson, and Elder Goldwire McClendon. So yeah. I was the only female on the tour. And I wasn't the youngest. I think Josh is the youngest. Yeah. But I was the only female on the tour. So it was really cool. It was awesome. The Bahamians worship God in a very, how do you call it, outgoing,
yes,
enthusiastic kind of way, from their giving and the offerings on down. It's all just a celebration, and they are truly awesome worshipers. So that was an amazing experience. So just the Bahamas, Canada, we went over to Canada, and Canadians worship God in a big way. Also, we did the Canadian Gospel Awards, which was really fantastic. They kind of developed it off of us having the Stellar Awards over here in the United States. So it was cool to experience that as well. And it's just been so much. It's been great. And I'm grateful.
So when you travel like that, what's it like to connect with other people in the globe that worship
the
Lord? Yeah, what's that feel like? Is there a connection? I mean, what's the conversation like? Because I know we do things differently here than they do
Absolutely.
Over there. So what's the experience like when you're around people like that?
Man, the experience is tremendous to be able to dialogue and share in the way that we worship God, and the versatility of our cultures in the way we worship is really, really intriguing. And then not only that, to just experience it as a foreigner to them. So for instance, me as an American going over to Canada and experience how they worship, I'm a foreigner in their country. And so it's normal the way that they worship there, and to see, you know, how out of the box they are and how they don't really spectate like us Americans, and they immediately tap into worship and they aren't distracted, but they all mainly come on one accord, and that is the one purpose, and that's to worship God. You know, it's inspiring, and so it makes you want to take some of the things that you've learned from those cultures and teach them over here to our culture so that we can apply that same, you know, spirit when going into worship. And so it's really cool.
Do you think that we are spoiled over here, that because of how we worship and how we just sort of have more access to things, that it sort of hinders us in certain areas, not all of us, but in general as a country compared to other places where people are more desperate for the Lord?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. For instance, I have a lot of followers over in Africa, and so I've been catching up on Africa and learning about the culture of church in Africa. Most churches in Africa are venues that are used as a cathedral or worship place. There are no seats, so they can't sit. They stand the entire service, you know, and usually they're in there for several hours. I had the opportunity most recently to go to an African church. It was in the United States, but it was an African church in Baltimore, and it was absolutely amazing how they stood the entire service. They never sat down. They stood the entire service. In fact, it almost looked disrespectful if you were to sit down during any time in the worship service. So it was just so awesome to see their discipline, you know. And so I definitely would say you were quite shrewd in asking me if I felt that we were a little spoiled, because we just let discipline kind of be less enthused, per se, in the worship service in the United States, is my opinion.
Amen. So you tell Uncle G that the X-Man said that when you start touring at some point again, going overseas like that, that you should turn this into a documentary, a docu-series, have some cameras follow you. You get an opportunity to narrate it, because I would love to see these things through your eyes and sort of hear, you know, as you narrate and as you explain the experiences and show the different worship experiences around the country.
Absolutely.
I think that would be great. I think you'd be the great a great person for that. Yeah.
I think that would be fantastic as well, especially being a young person. You know, sometimes we omit the educational purposes of church and God and the way we worship and culture and, you know, just all of those things. And so just the anthropology of the entire experience being documented, I think is... I think that's very cool, very innovative and out of the box. So I'll definitely have to look into it, and I'll tell Uncle G.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure you get a seed goes your way for that as well. You're not just doing that to be doing that, amen?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about Dear Diary and the inspiration behind this project and how you've grown since the first project. Dear Diary, what's going on with Dear Diary?
I'm so excited about this record. Let me say first and foremost that I am most proud of it. I am more proud of it than LOL.
Why?
This album comes from a very pure place, and I can honestly say that it defines me, Alexis Spite, the artist. It's not a follow-up of Sunday Best, with all due respect. I thank God and I pay homage to them for all that they have blessed me, you know, of course, with God to acquire. However, I am trying to and wanted to and purpose in my head when working on this next project to define myself as Alexis Spite, the artist. And so I can finally say that it displays me in its fullness. My last record, LOL, it featured a lot of cover songs that I had covered from other gospel artists. So there weren't a lot of Alexis Spite songs. I think there were only four, you know, that you could only hear sung by Alexis Spite. The second part of that is I only wrote two songs. I wrote Steady and I wrote track number 4, Music. But on this record, I had the opportunity to have all original Alexis Spite songs, so none of them are cover songs. I wrote 4 songs this record instead of 2. And not only that, God has allowed me to really work with some tremendous producers again. I equally worked with amazing ones on my last record. A lot of the ones on this record, though, are up and coming, just really awesome newbie winning producers. And so we have Pierre Madora, who's a multi-platinum award winning producer, Bruce Robinson, who plays for Fantasia, and just different artists like them, Jamar Jones of the Potter's House with Bishop T.D. Jakes, you know, all that. And so it's just great. You have to go get it. This album is for everybody. So like my last album, they both share the fact that everybody can find something to enjoy on it. So from grandma on down to baby girl, no one's going to fight in the car over what CD to play. It's probably just going to be a fight over which song, because it has something for everybody. I pray that God will give me a sound that transcended all boundaries. And so I'm grateful that it catches to the ear of the young person, but the words and the message is still just as powerful as it was 100 years ago. And so, yeah, go get it. Go get Dear Diary.
So when you are ministering, what are you finding that people are loving most about you and your ministry as you minister?
I always pray that God will reveal to me my purpose when I struggle with having challenges in my self-security and overcoming self-esteem issues and having feelings of insecurity. Afterward, I prayed that God would reveal to me my purpose, because I felt that was the key to me being free from those things. And so he did. You know, people would pick on me because I was so different. I would always stand out. I would always do something out the box, you know, from my clothes on down. But I asked God why, and he told me that you know, I needed to be a Jesus that someone saw, and that there were different eclectic souls that would be inspired by me remaining true to who I am. You know what I mean? And so I just learned from that to always be yourself. You never know who you may draw, who you may inspire. And so, you know, just be who you are. Be who God has created you to be. I think that's the main message that God wants me to exude. Most importantly, when people see my red hair and my eclectic style, that they can be who they are in Jesus.
Amen. And I love your style. I love the fact
Thank
that you,
you
are, you're welcome. I love the fact that you are being yourself, and that you continue to put God first and allow the Lord to lead you and guide you. It comes through in your music. It comes through in Perfect. Your personality. And the blessings and the anointing and the hand of God is definitely on your life. And you, amen. And yourself and Uncle G together have formed a team that is really kicking down doors and doing a tremendous, tremendous work for the body of Christ. So I wanted you
yes,
to
sir.
Know that.
Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes,
Thank
indeed.
You so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. How can the listeners find out more about you, and how can they find out more about Dear Diary?
Absolutely. Go check out my new website. It just launched a few weeks ago. It's alexisfight.com, alexisfight.com. And it's a bundle of fun. There's my tour schedule. Some of it is on there, so you can keep up with me and whatnot. And even further, if you want me at your fingertips, you can always get the Alexis Fight app. It's absolutely free. You just type in my name in the App Store, Alexis Fight, and download it for free. It syncs all my social media, so Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that is on there. If you want to book me at your church or event, whatever you're having, you can reach me on the Alexis Fight app. It's a bundle of fun, so go get it. God has blessed it. Also, we're in over 60 countries, so they got it in Taiwan, Africa, the UK, all over. So go check it out. Let it minister to you. Let it bless you. I want to stay connected to you, and I want you to stay connected to me.
Amen. There it is. And I can vouch for the fact that if you have her come to your ministry live, that she is worth it. She is worth
oh,
it.
Bless God.
She is worth it. The one,
bless you,
the
God.
Only, Alexis Spike. The CD project is called Dear Diary. Check her out. Alexis, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Oh, bless you, man of God. Thank you.
Sit tight, family. Your Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.